as well as the ongoing commitment to our own safety culture. Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to serve you.
Carrie Manoogian is not here, and Tom James is not here. Carrie Manoogian will accept the jacket.
Okay. This is the top Safe Driver Awards for the City of Portland, and I'm very pleased to be the first one. We're going to be honoring Officer Tom James. He's worked for the Portland Police Bureau for nearly 26 years. Officer James has spent his entire career at Central Precinct patrolling the streets of downtown Portland. He's received numerous commendations, and during his 25-plus years, has not had one preventable accident. Congratulations, Officer James. Officer Gary Manoogian will be accepting it on his behalf.
Normally we do, but we won't make you do it this
time. Thanks very much. I appreciate that.
This is for the Office of Management and Finance for Printing and Distribution. Scott Warnicke, could you please come forward?
Scott.
Scott has been a safe driver since before he earned his license.
I didn't write it.
Should you be telling that to a former police officer? He began by taking a driver's education class as a student at David Douglas High School that focused on safe driving techniques. He put his knowledge and skill behind the wheel to one of his first jobs with Oregon AAA. He worked as a delivery driver for Multnomah County before coming on board with the City of Portland 6 years ago. Scott is a reliable, dedicated, and safe member of Printing and Distribution's citywide distribution system.
I'd like to call up Steve Ault from the Bureau of Development Services. Steve Ault is a combination inspector with the Bureau and is out in the field daily. Steve inspects construction work for conformance to the state code and local ordinances. Steve drives a minimum of 50 miles a day and has a drive-in record has driven for 18 and a half years without a motor vehicle accident or citation. Very impressive. Steve, thank you for the work you do and for your accident and citation-free driving. Congratulations.
Oh, it's perfect. You just have to know how to put them on.
That's right. There you go. Great.
Is Stan Pace here? Stan, I'm going to let you hold that. Working for the Water Bureau's meter shop, Stan Pace drives a 10,000-pound utility pickup loaded with tools and equipment to handle any meter problem while averaging 50 miles each day in Portland's traffic. Doing this without incident over the course of a career is a remarkable feat. Stan does this with the added stress that comes from working with frustrated customers who are trying to deal with water-related problems. Yet Stan remains ever professional in his conduct, keeping these sorts of pressures from affecting his work. Consequently, his driving record remains unblemished. Thank you, Stan. We appreciate your dedication.
This is for Portland Parks and Recreation. Joe Ashluck. Joe, right there in front. Joe was recognized by his peers for this award. He currently works on our playgrounds and therefore is operating his vehicle both over the road and in our parks, where he needs to be very watchful of small children and other park visitors on a daily basis. Joe approaches each site with caution, and upon arrival, he positions his vehicle to be able to leave the site in the safest manner. Congratulations, Joe. Oh, he's also retiring. Thank you. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Carl Viewig. Carl? Carl is the person who has earned the Bureau of Environmental Services Award this year. Carl's worked as a field inspector for BES since September of 2002. He has worked on several big construction projects in that time, which requires him to spend many hours behind the wheel, all of which he's done safely. Thanks, Carl.
Appreciate it.
I'd like to invite up Clarence Rushing. The Bureau of Maintenance has selected Clarence Rushing, Constructive Equipment Operator, as the recipient of the 2006 Safe Driver Award. Clarence has worked at the city for 22 years. He has played a very active role in promoting and teaching safe driving practices in the Bureau of Maintenance commercial driver's license training. His leadership in this area has helped to set a standard of safe driving practice for our entire Bureau. Congratulations, Clarence.
Thanks.
Okay, I will be issuing this award on behalf of one of my partner bureaus, BTSM. I'd like to invite up Debbie Barkley. Debbie Barkley has been a parking enforcement officer for almost 19 years. Like all of our vehicle officers, Debbie spends much of her workday using her scooter in heavy traffic and maneuvering close to cars to the difficult job of timing vehicles, being aware of various violations, watching for pedestrians and for other traffic. She performs these tasks under high-pressure environment of being a parking enforcement officer, never knowing when a citizen will approach to talk about a citation. I don't envy you. Debbie is a great example of all the good attributes of a parking enforcement officer. Congratulations, Debbie.
Thank you.
Great. If Firefighter Bruce Thompson could come up, he's our Driver of the Year. Portland Fire and Rescue is pleased to recognize Firefighter Bruce Thompson as its top driver for 2006. Bruce has been with Portland Fire since 1980. During his tenure with the Bureau, he has developed a reputation for attention to detail concerning maintenance and apparatus care. He is well known for his skill maneuvering a bucket truck, which is an enormous vehicle, through the tight confines of downtown, and we really need him to be safe when he's driving those through downtown. He teaches and mentors new drivers, grooms new company officers in ladder truck placement and elevated platform operations. We rely heavily on his skill, knowledge, and experience to place this type of apparatus in a strategic and usable position. He was instrumental with the development and design of Trench Van 1, which carries emergency shoring for collapsed trench rescue. He is cautious, alert, respectful, law-abiding, and a safe driver who is dedicated to ensuring that his crew responds, arrives, and returns from each run safely. Thank you, Firefighter Thompson. Great work.
Thank you.
I think we have a 3 p.m.
Well, we're aware of the benefit of showing up at our job.
Yes, 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 that's fine.
That's part of our skill. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be very, very pleased to.
Thank you very much.
Oh, this is great.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for all your help.
Sam,
we got a resolution to do.
Congratulations, Bill.